Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. The sisters are back. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have been reinvited to the Dodgers' upcoming Pride Night. And our Brian Ping joins us live with the story.
Well, Karen, after what the team describes as generous discussions with the group, it has offered an olive branch to a warm reception.
The sisters are very, very enthusiastically welcoming this invitation and accepting this invitation from the Dodgers.
That's Sister Unity, who you might remember us speaking with last week when the Dodgers made the much-criticized decision to uninvite the drag group who dresses as nuns because critics say they're offensive to Christians. But Sister Unity says some earnest conversation with those critics within the Dodger organization went a long way.
We think it's a sincere apology. You know, in our community, we're used to people sort of giving lip service but not really serving deeply. But the Dodgers seem so sincere because they've worked with us for 10 years, and they have asked us, not just the LGBT community, but the sisters, to continue an ongoing relationship.
Sister Unity says they can't wait to take part in Pride Night June 16th, telling us, quote, "We all love a good ball game, and we all love hot dogs. So let's have fun together." Rob, Karen.
Thanks, Brian. And of course, the announcement that they are accepting that invitation to go back to the Dodgers was heard first here on KNX. LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn says she wants some answers. This after reports that a 53-year-old woman was punched in the face on the Metro train in Long Beach. Margaret Carrero has more.
As a member of Metro's board of directors, Hahn says,
"I take this very seriously."
She also says they spend a lot of their Metro meetings talking about security and keeping people safe.
And so for this to happen, when we're trying to get more riders to ride our system, when we're building new transit projects, if we can't keep people safe, if we can't guarantee that you will safely arrive at your destination, you know, then, you know, building new projects to me is in vain.
Hahn says she is writing a letter to Metro's CEO and expects a full reporting of what happened. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Is LA too large to be managed by just 15 council members? The question could be decided by voters as soon as next year. Our Craig Figner reports from Van Nuys.
Eventually, the makeup of the Los Angeles City Council will change. Districts will be redrawn, and that will almost certainly result in a change in the number of council members.
The more people that you have on the council, the more voices can be heard, the more diverse the representation can be. The counterweight to that, as you shrink those districts, you also shrink the constituency and the interest. Some districts will be more narrow-casted in terms of what the community there cares about.
Councilmember Bob Blumenfield speaking with KNX from the Van Nuys City Hall complex, where the latest redistricting meeting is being held.
You can't enlarge the council without changing the boundaries. So the moment we're talking about adding a new member to the council, even if it's one member, it changes all the lines.
LA council members holding listening sessions on redistricting through mid-June. They could make a decision by the end of summer to put a redistricting question on the ballot for voters in March. In Van Nuys, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Temporary deal has been struck to reduce the amount of water California and two other states take out of the Colorado River. This comes after warnings of a drought and climate change disaster. California, Arizona, and Nevada will voluntarily reduce their water allocations by about 13%. In return, the Biden administration will compensate the states more than $1 billion in federal funding. Stanford expert Felicia Marcus, who is former head of the State Water Resources Control Board, tells KNX the agreement should be welcomed, even if it's only for the next 3 years.
It's a big deal breakthrough for a number of reasons. One is we got to make it to 2026. You know, we've been watching the Colorado River go down for 23 years with some interim agreements that weren't enough to forestall the sort of edge of death we were on in terms of not being able to generate hydropower and potentially going to Deadpool.
She says a long-term solution to save water still needs to be hammered out.
Jurors in the Danny Masterson rape trial have gone home for the day without reaching a verdict. Three women have accused him of sexually assaulting them at his Hollywood Hills home between 2001 and 2003. This is the second time Masterson is being tried on these counts. At his first trial last year, jurors leaned in favor of acquittal, but were not able to reach a unanimous decision.
Person's been hit and killed on the 91 freeway in Corona. The CHP says they don't know why the 21-year-old man was walking in the fast lane of the eastbound Riverside Freeway about a half mile west of Surface Club Drive. He was hit by a woman driving a Toyota, could not stop in time. This all happened before 3 a.m. on Sunday. All lanes of the freeway were closed for a couple hours while investigators gathered evidence.
Two crew members for the film Rust were granted motions today, releasing them as defendants in a cross-complaint filed by Alec Baldwin. In his cross-complaint, Baldwin claims the crew members negligently put live ammunition in the gun that he was holding when it discharged during a rehearsal. The gunfire killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza. It happened in 2021 on the set of the movie in New Mexico.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.